Well, my friends, it's not looking good for men these days. A Redditor does a social experiment where they send 100 job applications as a man and 100 job applications as a woman. These are the shocking results. Hey, guys, gals, and pals, Mr. Obvious here. And today, we need to talk about the unfairness in hiring today facing young men. Here on Reddit on r/trueoffmychest, I sent 100 applications as a man and a woman, and it is much better being a woman. Here the post says, so I did an experiment. I work in computer science and decided to test what the gender bias is. So I took the CV and changed it to a female name. I'd send it out with my real name, then a few days later or a few days before, with a female name. Out of 100 applications with a male name, I got 7 responses for an interview. Out of 100 applications with a female name, I got 45 responses to an interview. The female resume were 650% more likely to get a callback, and all the resumes were identical. There's a lot to break down here, folks. We're gonna go over the data. We're gonna take a look at this issue, and my friends, you are going to be absolutely shocked by what we find. But before we get into this, remember to smash a like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell icon for updates for future content, and if you like videos like this, please share them with your family and friends and online. And now, a word from our sponsor. Introducing Webull. Webull is a trading app where you can buy and sell stocks and cryptocurrency. Open a Webull account today and deposit any amount of money, even $1, and you could get up to 6 free stocks worth up to $9,000. My friends, it's basically free money. So download the app, install Webull, deposit a few bucks, and you're gonna get those free stocks, my friends. Join Webull today by clicking the affiliate link down below. And we're back. I want to take you over to the subreddit r/recruitinghell. This is a subreddit for people having trouble finding a job. This story is 3 months old, so I think it's fair to say that it is fairly recent. So we're going to take a look at the following post by a Reddit user named KakaKhan. This post currently has 1,850 upvotes. Here it says, I'm not even a male Caucasian, but for some reason, this pissed me off. How do I respond? And the following screenshot was posted, and it shows how their recruiting is discussing hiring some people. Here you can see. If you have time, may I ask you to take a pass at these resume and LinkedIn profiles and provide your feedback? Here are my initial thoughts. It shows Brian, someone named Brian. Some of that is blanked out, but it says, understand machine learning, he has managed vendors, and he has a bachelor's degree in food science and technology. Cons, he claims excellent attention to detail, but has several grammatical errors and misspelled relevant on his resume. Okay, that's a fair criticism. I actually agree. Then it says, he would be another Caucasian male on the team, but if he's the best fit, that's fine. If it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, and says the N-word, it's probably racist. Yeah, so what this HR person did, and I do believe that this is the source of the problem, HR. But what I believe is the root of the problem is the fact that if you are male, especially a Caucasian male in today's workforce, you are being discriminated against. So why are these HR representatives discriminating against men? At the end of the day, I think it's very simple. Here we are on HRDive.com. Here it says, HR is overwhelmingly white and female, data indicates. Here the story says, 71% of HR professionals are female. According to a Namely HR Careers report, the HR platform for mid-sized companies said its 2018 workplace diversity report revealed women represented 67% of the HR force, with 65% of HR professionals identifying as white. Okay, so the majority of people who work in HR are in fact female. Why is this a problem? Well, according to the latest studies, research found that while both women and men have more favorable views towards women, women's in-group bias were 4.5 times stronger than those of men, and only women, not men, showed cognitive balance among in-group bias, identity, and self-esteem, revealing that men lack a mechanism that bolsters automatic preference for their own gender. Okay, let's break down that statement, folks. Basically, women have a very strong in-group bias. Women prefer women. Men, on the other hand, do not discriminate based on gender, but women do. So if 67% of HR is female and they're hiring mostly females, we could be seeing this bias at work. But it's not just in the workplace that men are falling behind. Many studies are showing that men are falling behind in education, women make up the majority of college students, and things are just getting worse and worse for men. Here on thetimes.co.uk, men fall behind women, and that's a problem. More female graduates will work for the better, but create a dangerous pool of underachieving and alienated men. Here the story says, at the root of many social pathologies that afflict modern American life may be the striking divergence in male and female educational attainment. They say that at the end of the 2021 academic year, according to data compiled by the Wall Street Journal, women made up 59.5% of college students, and men only 40.5%. So what do I believe is happening here? Well, ultimately, it's very simple. In recent years, it has become very popular the idea that in order for women to be equal, you have to take away opportunities from men and give them to women. True equality would be 50% of the students are male, 50% of the students are female. That is equality. Now, this article goes on to say that the most startling statistic may be that white men are just disappearing from college entirely. You have a famous story here about an Indian man who wasn't able to get into medical school. His scores weren't high enough. He changed his name to a black name, and all of a sudden he got accepted into every single school.
When it comes to college admissions, how much of a role should race play? For the first time in Harvard University's history, the majority of students accepted into the incoming freshman class identify as non-white, 50.8% to be precise. An Indian American, he realized the only way that he would be accepted at med school would be to pass as black. The true story of how I got into medical school by pretending to be black.
Here on The Hill, more than a third of white students lie about their race on college applications, survey finds. A survey from Intelligent found that 34% of white students who applied to colleges and university falsely claimed they were a racial minority on their application. The publication found that 81% of students who faked minority status did so to improve their chances of getting accepted. All right, what is all this data telling us? Well, it's simple. It's diversity. It's affirmative action. It's this woke idea that in order to elevate some groups, you must push down other groups. So now you have students lying, saying, well, I'm a minority, actually. So please, let me into college. It is discrimination. 100%. I want to show you one last thing. You may have heard of the story of the Sky King. The Sky King was a Seattle airport worker who one day hijacked an empty plane and flew into the sky. He later ended his own life.
I got a lot of people that care about me. It's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them. Just a broken guy, got a few screws loose, I guess. Never really knew it until now. Hey, you think if I land this successfully, Alaska will give me a job as a pilot?
I think they would give you a job doing anything if you could pull this off.
Yeah, right.
We're headed to a very dangerous point in society. Every other day, we have more young men who don't have jobs, who don't have futures, and who don't have hope, creating an entire generation of young men with nothing to lose and nothing. Like, they have no jobs, they have no future, they have no educations, they can't get financial aid, they can't get hired. You're creating a generation of men with nothing to lose. Is it any wonder that we're seeing more tragedies in the world, more people going crazy, more people committing atrocities? No, none of it is surprising. But what is the response by the woke left and the groups that push this affirmative action, feminism, diversity nonsense? We need more. There should be only 10% of white people working. Who cares if they're 50 or 60% of the population? Do you see the problem? My friends, men are in trouble. This is not going to end well. So maybe we should actually try to have real equality. No more affirmative action. No more special treatment. We need equality, equal opportunity, and meritocracy. Hire the person best for the job. Give the person the scholarship who is the smartest. But companies are going in the opposite direction. Society is condemning men to failure. But that, my friends, is merely the obvious. Well, that's all for now, folks. What do you think about this story? Let me know by commenting down below in the comment section. As always, support the channel by joining me on Patreon or Subscribestar, as this channel is currently supported by viewers like you. Anyways, thanks for watching, folks. Hope you enjoy your day, and I'll see you all next time.